This week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, IMEMC.org, from March the 15th through to March the 21st, 2008. As the Israeli government stepped up settlement activity in the West Bank, the Israeli army attacks on Gaza left at least 5 Palestinians killed this week. These stories and more coming up, stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the non-violent actions in the West Bank. IMEMC's Brian Lyle with details.
A number of Palestinians from the village of Al-Khada, located near the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem, staged a protest on Friday against the illegal wall Israel is building on the village's land. The protest started by holding the Friday prayers at Al-Nashash Israeli checkpoint located at the entrance of the village. This week, the protest finished peacefully, without clashes with Israeli troops. If completed, the illegal Israeli wall will annex 5,000 acres of lands owned by the villagers of Al-Khada to Israel. Also on Friday, scores of residents of Bilin, a village near the central West Bank city of Ramallah, took to the streets in their weekly demonstration protesting against the illegal confiscation of village land through Israel's continued expansion of the wall. The residents were joined by many international and Israeli peace activists. Israeli troops manning the wall and the gate in the wall that cuts off the villages from their lands showered the protesters with tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets as soon as the protesters arrived at a military blockade nearby. Local sources said that a number of residents, among them a paramedic, suffered gas inhalation. During the protest, the villagers and their supporters held banners calling on the Israeli government to cancel its decision to use lethal force against protesters marching against the illegal wall. Israeli media sources reported on Wednesday that the Israeli government has given new orders to the army, allowing troops to use live rounds at Palestinian protesters near the illegal wall surrounding the city of Jerusalem. The new orders allow soldiers to use lethal force during protests against the illegal Israeli wall, but do not extend to those actions that involve Israeli and international peace activists. For IMEMC.org, this is Brian Lurham.
This week in Palestine, Israeli settlement activities on occupied Palestinian lands in the West Bank have been a core issue in Palestinian politics. IMEMC's Raphael Anderson explains.
Earlier this week, senior Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat stated that negotiations with Israel cannot continue with Israeli settlement activities underway on occupied Palestinian lands. The Israeli government had earlier endorsed construction of more than 40 housing units in northern occupied West Bank. Also, Palestinian presidency spokesman Nabul Abu Rodaina criticized the planned settlement activities as, quote, an impediment to peacemaking efforts. Meanwhile, negotiator Erekat believed that the Palestinian Authority might collapse if a peace agreement is not reached by the end of 2008, the deadline set by the American administration for resolving the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. Erekat blamed Israel for the stalemate in peace talks due to what he termed Israel's reluctance to freeze settlement activities and remove hundreds of roadblocks across the West Bank. According to the 2003 U.S.-backed Roadmap to Peace plan, the Israeli government is obliged to halt all settlement activities in return for the PA's efforts to crack down on Palestinian armed groups. In addition, former Palestinian minister Yasser Abed-Urabo slammed a statement by U.S. presidential candidate John McCain. McCain endorsed, during a visit to Israel, the idea of moving the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to East Jerusalem, which Palestinians want as their future capital. Abed-Urabo was quoted as saying, quote, McCain's statements are dangerous and contradicting international legitimacy of which the U.S. is a part. President George W. Bush's administration revived last November the stalled Palestinian-Israeli peace process on the basis of a two-state solution. Bush hopes to achieve a peace agreement before he leaves office in January 2009. On another issue, Egyptians and Israelis have reportedly been involved in talks over a possible ceasefire between Israel and the ruling Hamas party in Gaza. Under a proposed agreement, Israel would halt military action and lift the months-old siege. In return, Hamas would stop homemade projectile fire from Gaza into adjacent Israeli towns. The Rafah crossing point with Egypt would be reopened. At the internal Palestinian level, representatives of the rival Hamas and Fatah parties headed for Yemen for talks over possible reconciliation after Hamas took over the Gaza Strip in June of last year. As of filing this report, nothing has emerged out of the talks called for by the Yemeni president Ali Abdullah Saleh. Hamas insists that any dialogue should be unconditional and based on previous understandings in light of the January 2006 elections, which Hamas won overwhelmingly. The Fatah delegation wants Hamas to recognize the Palestine Liberation Organization as the sole representative of the Palestinian people. Hamas's spokesperson in Gaza, Sami Abu Zuhri, said this week that the PLO is no longer representative of the Palestinians. Fatah and Hamas formed last February the first-ever unity government, yet 4 months later, infighting between the two broke out, ending with Hamas's seizure of the coastal enclave in June. For IMEMC.org, this is Raphael Anderson.
As the army continues to besiege and attack Gaza, the number of Palestinian dead this week in the Strip stands at 7. From Gaza, IMEMC's Rami Amagari has the details.
Palestinian medical sources reported that two Palestinians, an elderly man and an infant, died on Saturday in Gaza City due to the ongoing Israeli siege imposed on the Palestinian coastal region. The sources said that Ahmad Al-Nouri, 60, died of cancer, while 9 months old Sabil Tobasi died from a lung infection. Doctors stated that both were prevented from leaving the Gaza Strip for medical care by the Israeli military. Including those killed this week, 120 Palestinian medical patients have died due to the ongoing Israeli siege on Gaza. The Israeli army placed the Gaza Strip under total siege in June 2007, blocking deliveries of food, medicines and fuel. Three Palestinians were reportedly killed on Saturday after an Israeli drone fired a missile near a school in eastern Gaza City. A fourth man was pronounced dead on Sunday after receiving wounds on the Saturday attack. Palestinian medical sources reported on Tuesday at night that 12 residents were wounded, four seriously, when the Israeli air forces fired missiles at fighters who gathered near a local mosque in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. Three Palestinians have been killed in a separate incident in the Gaza Strip, medics and media sources reported. Palestinian security sources said that early on Thursday, farmer Hassan Abu Abed, 60, was shot dead by the Israeli army to the east of the town of Qurara in southern Gaza Strip. Witnesses said that Israeli soldiers manning the Gaza-Israel border line opened fire at Abu Abed, killing him instantly. Meanwhile, two Palestinian resistance fighters of the Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of the ruling Hamas movement, were killed and the three others wounded in another Israeli airstrike on a Qassam position on Gaza City's southern shores. The Israeli army denies responsibility for killing the two Qassam operatives. On a Friday, at least one resistance fighter of the Al-Qassam Brigade has been killed and another wounded, apparently in an internal explosion at one of the Al-Qassam training centers in southern Gaza. A statement by the Al-Qassam Brigade, Facts to Press, announced that one of their members were killed while on a duty of a training and a preparation. For IMEMC.org, this is Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, the Israeli army conducted at least 44 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During those attacks, Israeli troops kidnapped 53 Palestinian civilians, including 3 children. IMEMC's George Rishmari has more.
The number of Palestinian civilians kidnapped by the Israeli army in the West Bank since the beginning of 2008 has mounted to 695 this week. Also this week, the Israeli army attacked Palestinian villages in the Hebron area in the southern part of the West Bank and leveled 11 homes in addition to attacking international aid workers and shepherds. The home demolitions took place in the villages of Kawawis, Imnezel, Ad-Dirat and Lasfa. The Christian Peacemaker Team, CPT, stationed in Hebron, reported on Wednesday that two extremist Israeli settlers attacked two internationals who attempted to escort Palestinian children to their school as the settlers continuously attacked the children en route to their schools. The CPT reported that the settlers had their faces covered and used a slingshot to shoot stones at the internationals. Meanwhile, bulldozers belonging to the civil administration, which is under Israeli army control in the occupied territories, demolished 3 Palestinian homes in 2 villages near Jerusalem on Wednesday. 2 homes were also demolished in the villages of Hizma and Al-Jib. In a separate incident, an Israeli settler was stabbed on Tuesday morning near Damascus Gate in East Jerusalem. Israeli medical sources stated that the man sustained moderate wounds in the neck. Israeli police maintained that the attack was politically motivated. On Tuesday at midday, a group of Palestinian resistance fighters escaped an Israeli army ambush in the village of Zababdeh, located south of Jenin city in the northern West Bank. Palestinian sources said troops surrounded the local mosque, claiming that Palestinian fighters were hiding inside. The Islamic Jihad movement announced that the attack on Zababdeh targeted a group of their fighters. In a statement, Facts to Press, the group revealed that their fighters escaped the area long before the army surrounded the mosque. Separately, a Palestinian teenager was injured when Israeli troops attacked and searched homes in the city of Tobas, located in the northern part of the West Bank, on Saturday morning. His wounds were described as moderate. For IMEMC.org, this is George Rishmawi.
Unknown gunmen killed two Palestinians, one in Gaza and the second in the West Bank. This and more by IMEMC's Manal Jibreen.
Unknown gunmen opened fire at 75-year-old Abdelkarim Al-Abid, killing him in the village of Bin Amin near the northern West Bank city of Qalqilia on Tuesday afternoon. Local sources allege that Al-Abid's son is a collaborator with the Israeli army after he was involved in the death of a Palestinian youth during the first intifada or uprising. Abid's son was attacked by Palestinian resistance fighters in the early 1990s. But escaped and is now living in an Israeli-controlled area. A Palestinian man from the southern Gaza Strip city of Khan Yunis was shot dead on Wednesday by unknown assailants, medical sources revealed. The medics added that the victim had received a bullet to the head, leading to his instant death. Salama Al-Agha, in his 30s, was killed for reasons relating to dispute between his family and another local family, local sources said. Immediately following the incident, a large number of the Al-Agha family attacked and set fire to the home of a second family thought to be involved in the shooting. Palestinian preventive security forces in the West Bank apprehended on Wednesday at night 11 million new Israeli shekels worth of medicine that was hidden in a wedding hall in the central West Bank city of Ramallah. Palestinian medical sources said that an amount of expired heart medicine was also found in Ramallah at the same time when the BA security forces found the hidden medicine. Maher Dwekat, director of the Palestinian Preventive Security Forces in Ramallah, blamed Hamas movement for smuggling the medicine into the Palestinian areas in order to foment disorder in the West Bank. Also this week, the Hamas movement said that Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas's forces arrested at least 10 of the movement's members in several parts of the West Bank. In June 2007, Hamas took control of the Gaza Strip following several months of infighting between the movement and the Abbas Fateh Party, leaving Abbas and his caretaker government in control of the West Bank. Abbas dismissed the Hamas Fateh Unity government shortly after the takeover and outlawed Hamas executive force. For IMEMC.org, this is Manar Jibreen.
And that's just some of the news this week in Palestine. For constant updates, check out our website, imemc.org. Thanks for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. This is Louisa White and Ghassan Benoura.